Terry, who's calling us from, I think it's Mount Lake Terrace. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Last week you had some interesting conversations on methylation that I was not able to fully listen to. I guess you might say I caught little snips of them. But I wanted to follow up and ask a question about the role that SAMe plays in donating methyl groups in the RNA DNA synthesis and repair chemistry. Does that donate methyl groups to the histone tails in the nucleus to suppress genetic expression? Is that what's going on there?
You know, sir, the expert on methylation at our clinic is Dr. Leslie Moricall, M-O-R-I-C-A-L. She's made a much more in-depth study of that than I have. She happens to be at the branch of Tahoma Clinic that's closer to you. She's at the North Seattle branch. So for really in-depth knowledge on this, I'd check with Dr. Moricall. What I would say, though, is that what you've discovered so far is true. S-adenosylmethionine is indeed a methyl donor, and there are a large number of other ones too, but I'm sure that you've read about them, so I won't bother to list them here.
Well, what I wanted to follow up on is if that is the case, and because those methyl groups suppress genetic expression, and because you can't pick and choose the genes that get suppressed, what would you happen to know what risks or issues might be involved with cancer tumors like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, breast cancer, lung cancer, that sort of thing? Is there any risk there?
You mean taking, for example, S-adenylmethionine or betaine or ethylmethyl donors at the same time as having cancer? Is that what you're asking, sir?
Yeah, because when a healthy cell goes cancerous, I mean, oncogenes get turned on. And the genes governing apoptosis and other functions get turned off. And I was just wondering if someone was paying attention to methylation because they got slow MTHFR or something like that, whether or not they would be introducing any kind of risk.
I don't think so, sir. Well, there's two doctors at our clinic who know a heck of a lot more about cancer than me, and those are Dr. Sherman and Lampson. And they tell us the things that the rest of the doctors, we have doctors' meetings, just like I guess nurses have nurses' meetings and so forth. Anyway, they tell us that these supplements that should not be used when a person has cancer, and methyl donor supplements are not on that list. So that might be a brand new development. They have told us a few things, but it's not those, sir. But again, I'm not the real expert here. It would be Dr. Moricall, or if cancer is concerned, it would be one of these other two doctors. But again, I listen to these folks, and I don't think they're a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was my question, so thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling, and I wish I could be an expert on everything in medicine, but darn it. Oh, well, we do what we can.
One more other quick question. I'd heard that there's a hazard of taking taurine amino acid as a supplement on an empty stomach. It really needs to be with food, that otherwise it can damage the gut. Is that, have you come across that?
Haven't come across that one either, sir. And
okay.
No, don't know much about that either. Sorry.
All right. That's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, and